Episode number 4. This is Hypotheticals.
Hypotheticals.
With me, Lawrence.
And me, John T. Hi, welcome to the 4th episode of our great podcast, Hypotheticals. Welcome back, the loyal listeners, and I am sure we have some newbies.
Numerous
newbies. For those who don't know, which obviously you probably should, every week we look at hypothetical questions and scenarios. We talk about them, debate them, try and figure out what happened, or just take the mick out of them, really. That's what we do.
Always very useful as well. Well, let's kick it off. What's our first question?
Our first question is a pretty good one, I think. This is actually one of mine, this is. I thought about this. I've always thought, oh, if I could go back, or should I say, if you could go back to any time period, which would it be, Lawrence?
Oh, well, I would go back in time to the Napoleonic War era, probably.
Remind our listeners what time period that is, what years.
1800s.
1800s, I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Yeah, so just because I would obviously still be British. I don't know if you could change your nationality.
I was going to say you can, because some places where if you're British and like BC, it's like, blah, I'm Britain, blah, 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 blue paint, you know. Yeah. I've seen King Arthur, I know what it's like, okay? So let you not be like Keira Knightley's mate that don't know.
Yeah, 1800s, yeah. And I'd be a... Can I choose who I am, as well?
Again, I was going to say, as well as time period, what's your role going to be in this time period?
Well, it's obviously a British officer.
A chap.
A British officer in the high-ranking British Army.
Paid your way, sharp, sharp.
And I'd have lots of money, and I'd talk like that, or just incomprehensible posh.
Oh yes, that's
toffery at the highest.
Toffery at the highest
standard
degree.
Yeah. And I'd have a lot of fun. That's what I'd do.
Bit of scurvy, syphilis was quite rife. Probably try and avoid the French whores, but I hear that's difficult.
Oh, well, I wouldn't do that. I'm a good boy.
You'd be married to Lady Marquent of Buckinghamshire.
Yeah, that would
some place like that.
Something like that. Yeah, I'd just be really posh, because I think it might be fun just to be posh and, you know, military... sort of adventure-y, sort of just get up to
kill
lots
the
of
Frenchies.
Adventures. And we haven't mentioned it, but Sharp, also Sharp. But that's it. That's all about Sharp.
Sean Bean played Sharp. Is there a Blackadder set in that time period?
No.
What's Blackadder goes?
Oh, maybe a bit. It's the Blackadder the Third.
Yeah, that's set in like King George.
Regency area.
It sort of is, but not quite. It's not saying not. Doesn't they really? They've missed that one. They should have the one set in the Napoleonic Wars, actually, just like the World War One, but
it's
Napoleonic.
It's linked. I think it does overlap, but I don't know. What would you pick?
I tell you what I'll pick. You're thinking too recent. You're thinking I'm thinking way back. I'm not talking, you know, a dinosaur.
You want your saber-toothed tiger?
No, I'm not talking like you know, the Neanderthal type. I'm thinking around the time, you know. Have you ever seen Troy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that time of like loads of Greeks. I'd be a Greek. I'd be a Greek general, obviously.
Yeah, most of them are gay. That's fine.
You know what? If it was cool back then.
It's cool, then fair enough.
I think it wasn't gay. They did it was men, women.
Men being men.
Men
with
being
other
men.
Men.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You know, so I would definitely be a general in a Greek army. I don't know which Greek army, but let's say, I don't know, Spartan. Let's pick that one at random, shall we? Not whatever army that Orlando Bloom was in, right? Because he was fucking rubbish.
More Leonidas.
I'm not basing this only on film. I'm basing this on history. You know,
why are both of our things war?
I don't know. I mean,
related.
We have no real interest in the military or war.
No, we're not obsessed.
We don't
obsessed is a strong word.
No,
we're certainly not.
Haven't played Risk quite
with,
a few times
with
I mean,
military history or anything of that nature.
No, of course we're not. But I think that time. I mean, and it's so cool because it crosses over into like Romans a bit, and I think even some Egyptian. Obviously, I think there's probably thousands of years in between, but
in that
sort of Greeky time, it's really, really interesting guys, and they had all the technology. They had all the technology, Lawrence.
All
and,
of it. Not
and then it got lost again. It got lost again somehow.
They lost iPhones. And then...
They had iPhones. We were actually on iPhone 12, right?
See, but Steve Jobs actually is an architect, well, was an architect, and just found an iPhone. Just
he
went,
did.
Oh, he actually nicked I'm going to tell people I made this.
He actually, God rest his soul, he actually nicked one.
Whoa, that's a bit mental.
Oh, bastard. No, but I think that would have been a really cool time to be in, I think. Just based purely on the films, because...
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about that time period, really.
Fair enough.
But I do know things about the old time period that you're talking about, and there was like... Yeah, there was like syphilis all the time, and people were poor, and you got whipped. Although not if you're a posh officer.
A posh officer.
Officer of the war. You know, and you can't, but you can't get shot in my time period. You can get stabbed, sure, but you can't get shot. You know, you get stabbed in your time period.
Wow.
I really have a fear.
I don't think we should judge it on whether you get stabbed
Lawrence,
or shot or not.
I never told you this, but I have an innate fear of getting shot.
That's a weird, like...
It's a genuine fear, genuinely. Sometimes I'm like, oh, shit, I get shot right now. Yeah. Like, I hate it.
It's a weird phobia.
It's a weird phobia. It's a
phobia
you know.
Of being shot.
It's a phobia of being shot.
Irrational.
I asked you in the army, told them that. They're like, no, because you may be shot, so you've got to deal with that.
That's a thing that might happen,
up.
Actually.
Stab me, go ahead. Shoot me.
Stab me all you like. Okay. Cool. Great. Well...
Should probably move on from that. I think we've picked our time period and
there's a big tick there.
Big
okay.
tick on that one.
Now, got one of my questions.
Which means it's going to be stupid.
Don't say that before you've heard it.
Okay, go on then.
Okay,
impress me.
If you had to live with a gorilla family or a monkey family, rather, how would you go about doing that? How would you get through life? Your whole life now, you have to live with the family of monkeys.
Monkey family.
The monkey family.
Now, when you say monkey family, you mean literal monkeys, not like people who act like monkeys.
No, they're monkeys. You're not a monkey.
You're
You're a person. You're just you. How do you go about fitting in?
Why are you living with these monkeys for?
You don't get a choice.
Okay, so that's okay. Well, except that's just happening. Do I get to choose which monkey to live with?
Yeah. You can choose whatever monkey.
Because do I go with like... You know, big monkeys, like gorillas, like you said when you start. I mean, gorillas are big. They can look after you a bit. But then if they don't accept you, you're probably pretty fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've seen that film with that old Welsh chap, and he goes and lives instinct, he goes and lives as monkeys, that's with gorillas, that's cool. Mm. Took him a while, though.
Well, I'd pick a small monkey, like a gibbon.
What's a gibbon?
A gibbon.
Is that a thing?
Yes, it's got really long, gangly eyes. Arms, rather. If you could see the motion I'm doing, I'm waving.
I can see the motion you're doing.
No one else can.
No one else can.
It's looking, mental.
Looking
arms,
like
basically.
A tit is the motion he's doing.
They've got mental arms, and they're tiny, and they're really cute. And you would be a giant to them, and
control them. But you can't speak monkey.
No, they'd learn English.
Oh, okay.
I'd teach them.
You'd teach them.
Because no one's bothered. No one's
even
bothered.
They probably haven't, actually.
It's rude.
No one's actually ever gone, oh, they've got opposable thumbs. They're like 98% DNA us. Have we tried? Nah, fuck it.
I don't know any languages because no one's taught me. So, yeah. Same with the gibbons.
Yeah, well, exactly. Still don't really know what a gibbon is, but I'm going to assume that's an animal.
A little monkey.
Now, I think... What's the famous one? What's like the monkey that everyone bangs on? When they go the one that that's most like humans. What's one they was banging on about? You know the one I mean. The one that...
Chimpanzee?
That's the one. The one that Michael Jackson had. Bobo, whatever it was called.
I think so.
I would live with chimpanzees. Because they're like... Because, Lawrence, after a while, you get urges.
Oh. No.
Now, if it's like
that's
a little
disgusting.
Spider monkey or a gibbon or whatever the hell it is... You can't really satisfy it, but
that's awful.
A chimpanzee.
That didn't even cross my mind.
Well, because you don't think enough, Lawrence. You don't think about these things. You're going to live the rest of your life with this monkey family.
You can visit other people, but.
Then why do you have to keep going back to. So you're not stranded. You're not stranded in a jungle or anything. You're choosing.
You can relocate your family if you want. I've relocated mine to New York.
Why would you. Oh, I smell a sitcom!
Yeah.
But why would you choose this? Why is this is like an active? You're a human. You can, they're not forcing you.
No, someone's forcing you. The person, who's following the man, you? The man around, is forcing you. Otherwise, you bad things will happen for everyone involved.
Oh, for every okay.
So also, I'm going to train my gibbons to set up a pizza restaurant, and people won't complain that.
Would you get a health certificate for that?
People wouldn't mind. They'd know full well gibbons were making
No, people would mind.
No, they wouldn't. You'd go in, you'd be like, oh, gibbons are making my pizza. Brilliant, I'll pay you loads of money.
Oh, we really grateful for Johnny came and helped. Oh, wait, he's shagging monkeys in the
forest. Just
I would shag all the monkeys.
Oh, and stop.
I would make it my objective to make a hybrid.
Oh, I don't
the
like
98%
that.
Human that could probably. Has anyone ever tried that? I wonder.
Probably. Disgusting.
Have they tried it in a lab or have they just gone?
That's how AIDS started.
Is that true though?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. I heard that before. So with the person who started AIDS, does he think, oh, let's get in a lab, we'll get some monkey eggs and some monkey semen, or mix it with human eggs? Or did he just, I'm going to go and fuck a bunch of monkeys. I'm going to go and fuck a bunch of monkeys.
I don't like the fact that this person that shagged a monkey is then able to shag a person. Who's got these low standards that are gonna let this monkey shag them?
I heard that guy fucks monkeys. No, it's cool. I know, he bought me flowers because everyone knows what flowers
is. Gave me AIDS. Yeah, I don't like that idea.
Who fucked the woman who would fuck the guy who fucks monkeys?
That's an even better question.
Who's fucking these people? And eventually, at some point, one of these people turned gay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's a big thing in the gay community.
Exactly.
So what's going on with that?
What the fuck?
We got to find out where AIDS began.
Yeah, we can start.
You know what? I won't be fucking monkeys. I won't fuck the monkeys.
Investigation. Good.
And answer to your question, I don't really know how I'd go about it. I suppose I would just leave them.
No, you can't leave them. Bad things will happen. I would make them wear hats as well. And I would wear a big hat. I would be the hat man. I'd have the biggest hat because I'm the king of the gibbons.
What would it look like? This would it have a dead gibbon on it?
No.
Would it remind the gibbons
no.
what they do if they don't if they fuck
it
with
it would have living gibbons.
You.
Gibbons would live on it. It would be like a big wizard hat. People wouldn't be my friends. Basically, only gibbons would be my friends.
So then, bringing back to our previous point, who fucked that guy who you want? The guy who you want to be with this
I don't
want to
be him.
who hangs out with monkeys. Who fucked him? This guy and spread eggs everywhere?
There are weird people.
There are some. But that gives you hope, doesn't it? Like, you can get laid.
You really
How
can
you not get laid? It's easy to get laid.
It is.
If people would shag this gunky guy. Yeah. Gunky, that's not a word, monkey.
Monkey man.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I answered your question.
I don't think I answered my question.
It was a stupid fucking question,
That's a weird episode there.
That is a weird episode. But I'm gonna move on. To a submitted question that we got. We got this question from James.
Yeah.
If you had a voice box, you know, like Stephen Hawking, so not saying you're in a wheelchair, you just got the voice box attached to you.
You cannot speak
with your voice. And the only thing the voice box could say, it doesn't work, like, you can't like type in it like his. You can only say film quotes.
Okay.
But let me finish. These film quotes are only from a single film.
Oh shit, okay.
Only from a single film, what would that film be? What film would you pick, Lawrence?
I'm not a film buff. You kind of are. I think I'm at a disadvantage here.
Somewhat.
I don't know a lot of film. So I'm going to pick a film that I do know, and also a film which is quite long, so I've got more words, more quotes in there. So Lord of the Rings, may as well go for The Fellowship, because there's, I don't know, it's got more.
Is that the first one?
Yeah, it's the first one. The Fellowship of the Ring.
I should know this.
You should know. It's brilliant.
I'm a bit
film.
Of a nerd, but I just can't remember from my head.
So I just
isn't the third one the longest?
I don't know.
I think it is,
but I don't care. I'm just going with the first one.
The first one has certain characters that are lacking from the other two films.
Yeah.
Certain actors.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
Boromir died. That's all I'm going to say.
Who played Boromir?
Sean Bean played Boromir.
Lawrence.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Okay, anyway, I'd pick The Fellowship of the Ring because it's long and I can I actually know some quotes from it.
Go on then. Well, let's. I think what the way to really do this is, because I know my film is. I want you to say something to me, and I'm going to respond in a quote from my film.
I don't think that's going to work, is it?
I give it a try. Okay. Give it a try.
It's so specific.
I'm going to.
Okay. By my life or death, I will protect you.
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
And my axe.
Whoa. Eating the bitch out.
What is your film? What the fuck is your film?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, right, okay. And
by Pulp Fiction, I pretty much mean the Samuel Jackson lines in Pulp Fiction.
Okay. You shall not pass.
Man, you best fuck off. I'm getting a little pissed here.
Are you frightened?
Really. I'm gonna get fucking divorced.
What? Not nearly frightened enough. I know what hurts you.
I'm not stupid. It's the big man's wife.
A little more caution from you. That is no trinket you carry.
I've got a piss.
I made a promise, Mr. Frodo.
You feel that sting, Bing boy? That's pride fucking with you. You gotta fight through that shit.
It is strange. Fate that we should so suffer with so much fear and doubt over such so small a thing.
You want to rob banks?
Is that your... I don't think this is working. Don't leave him, Samwise Gamgee. I don't mean to. I don't mean to, Mr. Frodo.
That was pretty fucking trippy.
Your quotes are going actually quite well.
My quotes are just poor language.
Yeah. I don't think I could do any more quotes.
Well, I think people got the point. Pulp Fiction would be mine. Pulp Fiction, because I think I places I could go to may be limited.
Yeah.
Because Pulp Fiction has a lot of swear words in.
Yeah, you couldn't go to a church.
Wouldn't be great around children. No. Don't have me around children,
no,
because
that's not okay.
I would find it hard not to swear. I'd find it impossible not to swear, actually. I think one point to make out is, obviously these aren't like the voice box in Stephen Hawking's voice saying these things. This is literal, like, cut from the film.
That's cool. Ah, do you know what would be quite cool for
What's
us
that?
To do?
What's that?
It's for us to actually get. Like, quote, get clips from Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, and quotes from Pulp Fiction, and sort of splice them in so we're actually having a conversation. Sort of like what we just did, but, like, better.
Better.
With the actual film.
The actual. Give that a go. I could give that
do
a
that
go.
Do that for next week.
Do that for next week.
Show you all next week.
Is there copyright issues?
No, because we'll say we're critiquing it, and in that way we'll get away with it.
Ah,
so
right.
It will be a critique.
You're in this guy. He's in the Lawrence knows.
I'm
business.
In the biz. You know. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
One thing though. Let's remind our listeners that we like your hypothetical questions.
We like you as well.
We
like
you,
listeners.
Unless you're an unlikable person. Unless you're a bit of a cunt.
We like most of you.
Not the O's. No. And as a result, we want your hypothetical questions.
Yeah,
that's what we want. So if you could email them to us at hypotheticalsuk@gmail.com.
And tweet us and... Follow us, and
which is our tweet is
at hypotheticalsuk.
That's the one. We have a WordPress site, hypotheticalspodcast.wordpress.com,
and subscribe to us on iTunes, because if you're not, then you really should.
And just search Hypotheticals Podcast in iTunes, and we should be there. And SoundCloud on the SoundCloud.
On to the next question, which is mine. If you had one of your arms made out of fruit, what fruit would you pick? It's an arm.
Fucking stupid.
It's not stupid. Right, so you've got an arm, and it's made of any fruit. Still looks like an arm, but it's made of any fruit. Which fruit would you pick?
An arm?
It's not a stupid question.
Okay, I've got one question. Now... Are we talking like as many of these fruits as is needed to eventually become the length of the arm, or is
just,
it like
yeah, it's just that the material that your arm is made out of.
Oh, so it's still
fruit.
Oh, so it's still your. Oh, okay, so it's not
still your arm.
Because I got an image of a guy with like no arm and a little banana just sticking like, out of his shoulder. Just
That's stupid, Jonty. How's that going to help anyone?
So, well, now I see we have a fully functioning arm, but just happens to be made out of a fruit.
Yeah,
that makes much more sense.
It does, doesn't it?
No, I guess you don't go for a tasty fruit.
I think you're going to be able to resist. I would be able to resist eating my own arm if it was a fruit.
Yeah, but with other things. What if you've got a dog and you're playing with it? Oh, come here, boy. Come here, boy. And it just has a little scratch. Like, he goes, oh, shit, that is one tasty...
On the upside, you can sort of quite easily graft more fruit onto your arm.
But fruit doesn't meld, does it? Fruit doesn't...
You, like, staple it or you just... mush it to the
but that because I'm assuming your arm looks like a normal arm, but just the colour on the
well.
The what
texture. I say, what I say, a normal arm,
as normal as the fruit arm can look.
Yeah, imagine you're making an arm out of fruit. It's not going to look very good.
No,
it looks about as good as you can make it. But it's still some fruit. So if you pick banana, it will go brown eventually.
Oh, will it go off?
Yes.
Your arm will go off?
Yeah, I suppose I'll let you have the peel. I'll let you have the peel as well.
Okay, just the mush of a banana. That would be
awful. Would be awful.
Who calls it the peel?
What's it called?
The skin.
Oh, yeah.
Who has ever said...
Well, you peel a banana.
You peel a banana, you peel an orange, you peel sometimes. Anything. But no one refers to the thing round a fruit as a peel.
I call it a peel. I think that's a thing.
I
orange peel.
No.
What do you call it? Orange...
I peel an orange. What orange skin.
Orange skin? No, you're definitely wrong.
No.
One calls it the skin of an orange.
They do.
That's mental.
No one calls it the peel.
I
don't
know. I can't believe I doubted myself. No, you're wrong.
No, I don't know.
It's definitely peel.
Someone please email us and tell us because...
It's peel.
I don't...
It's not skin. You don't skin a banana. You don't have the skin of a banana.
No,
or
but
the
someone,
skin
someone,
of
trips,
an
someone trips on an apple on a banana skin, don't they? They don't trip on a banana peel.
Oh.
Don't they?
That's true, but orange skin...
Is both in use, maybe.
Skin?
It's both in use.
Orange skin. What is apple skin. Cherry skin. Yeah, cherries don't really have, like...
But you never really say apple... You get apple peels after you've peeled it off and it's
you
in a little...
Don't.
You do? That's what you call it, apple peels. You're like, oh, go put those apple peels in the bin, in the green bin, because we're, you know, composting.
There you go, it's peels.
No, but... That's after you peeled it off. Little bits, they're called peels, but the skin is called the skin.
This is a mental conversation.
It is. And not really... Well,
not really relevant.
Let us know, people. Let us know.
Yeah.
But I think... I think I have to be boring. Go for a tough fruit.
Yeah.
The toughest fruit I can think of.
Okay.
Coconuts are seeds, aren't they? Not fruits.
Nuts,
yeah. So can't go for
seeds,
they're not fruits though. I'm pretty sure maybe they are. But
I
don't know.
Nuts, yeah.
Let's assume it's a fruit you can get in the supermarket.
Yeah.
I would go for a lemon. I think lemon's
Why?
Got quite thick skin or peel.
Okay.
Okay. And if someone does take a little bite by accident, they go, "Oh shit, it's lemon." No one
That's
likes
quite
lemon.
Clever.
No.
Actually.
Yeah. Exactly. No one likes lemon. Really, they like it on your pancakes, but no one just apart from weirdos.
Yeah.
No one. Eats lemon.
Okay.
So if something does have a little bite, it won't bite anymore.
Okay, that's good.
And you can patch it up with your lemon.
I would pick lychees. So
what?
Lychees.
What's that? That's not a thing.
Lychee. It's the like.
You say it like it's obvious.
It's like the Chinese prickly.
Can you get that from
fruit.
Tesco?
Yeah, and it's white, and it's really slippery. When you take off the spiky...
I don't think I've ever had or seen a lychee
really?
In my life.
It's pretty common, I think. But, yeah.
There was a general called lychee once in the old
really?
Days, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Same.
Good. Yeah, so either I'd have it unpeeled and it would be all spiky so I could, like, slap people with my spiky arm. Or, even better, which is my preference, peel it so it would be all slimy and slippery.
Wouldn't it dry
and then
out?
Just... No, it'd stay like that forever because...
Okay.
That's just how it works. And then I'd just, like, rub it on people. Just like rub it across their face.
Why would they let you?
Because, well, they don't know.
They could just rip your arm and it would probably break because it's made out of lychee, which I'm assuming is a softy fruit.
It's a bit rubbery. So I just, well, they wouldn't see it coming. I'd just take off my shirt and just rub my arm across their face.
What is wrong with you?
And just be like, rah!
Why? I just think, well, I've got a horrible disease.
I'll show people. I'll rub it on people's faces.
That might affect the ladies. Although, based on our previous conversation, you still get laid.
It'd be really slippery. It'd be, excellent.
Oh, ladies.
Yeah, that's prelude.
Disgusting. That is sickening.
Stop that now.
I think lemon's much better. And lemon, if you look at a lemon, it's got little holes like skin does, a bit bigger. If I painted it, you wouldn't even know the difference.
Also,
because unlike you, Lawrence, I'm trying to see how I can best fit into the rest of the normality, fit into the world of my freak arm. Fair enough, are embracing your freak arm and making disgusting weird things and disturbing people.
Yeah, I like to disturb people. Also, with your one, you could be like, go suck a lemon, and then you could like flick them in the mouth with your finger.
One of my most favourite expressions when I insult people is go suck a lemon.
If your arm was made of lemon, you would definitely use it more, though.
I suppose I would.
You would.
Be really careful with DIY, though.
Yeah.
Really careful.
Also, if you cut your other arm, you would be very careful not to touch it with your other arm because you get lemon in the cut.
God, yeah.
Oh, that'd be horrible. Not nice.
No, not.
Okay.
Moving on, I think.
Next question.
They've got this question from one of our users, Robert. He sent emailed it in to us. He says, what sport would you be awesome at? Pretty simple question there, Robert.
Well, considering I'm not even like slightly good at any sports, this is quite a question.
Lance is literally the least sporty person. Not because he's physically unfit, because he just has no interest or like of any sport, really.
Also, my hand-eye coordination isn't very good.
No.
But yeah, I'd probably pick, I don't know, basketball, because I think it would be the most funny thing ever, because I'm assuming my height wouldn't change.
No, so I guess it wouldn't. No.
5'8", but be awesome, and everyone would be like, How is this happening? Why? Look at him. He's like tiny in comparison to everyone, but he's awesome. So I just love that. That'd be great.
That would be pretty good. Yeah, you'd be known as like, and you're English, and English people don't ever know.
Exactly. And it's like, I don't actually know basketball.
When I was in Leicester, they had the Leicester Riders, which is a basketball team that plays in the English league.
Yeah.
All American. It was like I thought it'd be full of Brits, but it's not. They're all American, all of them.
Oh my God.
And it's like, oh, okay, that's how it works. We just get Americans over. So yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty. It's just because it'd be weird. I like weirding people out. Clearly,
you clearly do. You get satisfaction from them going. That's why you're not going to stay with the monkeys in the forest. That's why you want to bring the monkeys back.
I want to show people.
You want to show people because you're
it's like
weird.
This guy's amazing at basketball and he's got loads of monkeys.
He wears a hat whilst he plays basketball.
We accept this because he's brilliant at basketball.
Well, that's fair enough.
What's
now,
yours?
I was originally thinking, as soon as you said that, the first thing I thought was football because football pays loads. I thought, oh, I'll just be getting well paid. But you know what I really want to be good at? You know what I'd fucking love to be good at? Cricket.
Yeah.
Cricket, Lawrence, because everyone respects cricketers.
They do.
Now, some people listening may not even know what cricket is. Look it up, because I can't explain, because I don't know anything about cricket.
Also, that's another cool reason. You know about cricket.
Oh, know about cricket, because I don't know anything about cricket. Other than people go, oh, they were 200 down to 20, and then they got it back.
My dad was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, my dad was talking about
and
yesterday.
He said, oh, got out for 97. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Should I be like go on?
It's not very. He's like, wow.
Oh yeah.
Like, just still don't know what that means.
That's exactly what my dad was saying the other day as well. And it's dads know.
I think you have to know.
You have to know.
Yeah, you have to.
So either as you become a dad, you just know, or
someone a man comes.
A man comes.
Hello, I'm from the Cricket Association.
You are now our father.
Here's some information about cricket. Come for your weekly lesson about cricket, and I'll teach you all about cricket.
But yeah, cricket, I think, and cricketer, everyone loves cricketer. Well, not everyone loves them. No one knows them. But they seem to earn enough to be happy.
Yeah.
Because one got done the other day for spinning his Audi. So it seems to be all right, pay well enough.
Yeah.
right? But people respect cricketers. People look at footballers like they're wankers. And people like tennis players, but I hate tennis. I don't want to pretend I like tennis. Yeah. Wimbledon, by the way, that happened since we were away. I think I became a cricketer, a really good cricketer, like Monty, that's one I know, and Phil Tufnell. He does question of Monty Panzar.
Nearly Panesar.
Yeah. I would
Ricky
be
Ponting.
Oh, you know? There was one called Jonty. Because people say to me, oh, I say, hello, my name's Jonty, which is not the most common of names. Yeah. And they go, oh, is that after that cricketer, Jonty Rhodes?
No.
Fucking no.
Who is it after Jonty?
I didn't know about Jonty Rhodes until cricket. It's after a weatherman, I believe. My parents were once watching TV and a weatherman came on. His name was Jonty. Oh, that sounds good.
That's a lazy way to pick your job.
That's a
name.
Really lazy way.
It's like, who's on?
We've got two. We put a lot of effort into the first two. But now we're kind of bothered. So whatever comes on next.
Jonty. And now our weather with Jonty. That's his name, Jonty.
That's his name. And they go, they say, oh, we looked at each other and said at the same time. No, they didn't. That's a lie. That's a lie people, they convinced themselves of. But yes, I would be a good cricketer because I think people would love me.
Okay, good. You want to be loved. That's cool.
That's cool.
Doesn't everyone.
That's everyone.
Okay, what's our next question?
Our next question we get the classic questions every now and then, and this one is, would you rather be stranded in a desert or in an ice field, which I'm assuming is like just ice everywhere?
Antarctica.
I don't think it specifies country.
Name another ice field. Oh, Greenland, actually.
Greenland, yeah. Which isn't green.
No.
Is that ironic?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That irony means.
Yeah, okay.
What would you rather be? Stranded.
Oh.
Which I think is more of a question of which one would you rather die in,
if you ask me. Probably.
If you ask me.
Oh, God. I probably...
Let's assume you've got rudimentary equipment and you've seen all the Bear Grylls episodes.
Okay, well then, probably...
But you're not Bear Grylls. You've seen the episodes.
An ice field, because... Oh, actually, I don't know. There are polar bears, and they scare me.
I think in the ice, that's my.
That's
probably
the
least.
Most, that's the biggest issue for me. Polar bears, they're terrible, scary as shit.
More chance of me being shot in the desert.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. Like Iraq has a desert, so there's Afghanistan.
Yeah, but there's more chance you'll be.
I don't think there are many
rescued.
They might shoot me though.
They might.
I don't like being shot, Lars. I've established this as a fear of mine.
True. Yeah, I would feel like I would survive longer in an ice field than... But then again, I think you'd probably be pretty screwed in both of these scenarios.
Yeah, you're fucked either way. Okay, let's just make it a bit interesting. Let's say in the desert you've got a thing to cover your head, because you need those in the desert, I've heard, as Bear Grylls says. You've got a litre of water, okay? All right. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And what do you have in the ice field?
You've got a decent jacket and trousers.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not, because at the moment you're wearing t-shirt and shorts, because it's boiling. But you won't be wearing what you're wearing now. You get to wear the gear, but you're still stranded. It's like no one around.
Okay.
And you also have a litre of water.
Probably go for that. Do I have any fire-making stuff?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. I'd probably go for that. I think I've got more chance of being rescued in the cold. But no, I'm too scared of polar bears, actually. I'd go for the desert. Yeah. I've seen a lot of Bear Grylls episodes. Looks pretty easy. Just drink some poo.
He does drink poo, doesn't
drink
he?
Drink poo, get inside a camel. That's all you need to do.
He's disturbing. That man has got fucking problems.
Like, hey, guys. No, he just does that, and...
He
doesn't get paid for that.
No.
A production company just sort of noticed him one day. They were filming
a nature
documentary. They just said, "Who's that guy over there?" They just followed him around, and that's just what he does.
Yeah.
So he doesn't actually get paid for that.
No, because he's just insane.
He's just a crazy man.
I've seen Ray Mears, and he never does that. He seems to be able to live in these scenarios without cutting open an animal and Star Wars-ing it.
I saw him in the jungle and he was like just going about his day.
He's a bit fat. Ray Williams is a bit fat.
He had some Gurkhas, military British Gurkhas, set up, well, Gurkhas from Nepal in the British Army.
I see what you mean, yes.
Set up a gazebo for him.
Oh, this guy knows how to survive.
It's weird. That's not a survival tactic. And now you call the Gurkhas to build a gazebo.
It is a survival tactic. It says if you're ever going to fuck around in a forest or a jungle, don't be stupid enough to do it with the little amount of equipment that Ray Mears seems to get stuck with.
Take a regiment of Gurkhas.
Take a regiment of Gurkhas or don't fucking go. That's what he's saying. His advice is actually better. Than Mayor Grylls. Not that in this scenario you can take an regiment of Gurkhas, although that would be really helpful in both scenarios. They know what to do. They're Gurkhas.
They would just
hardcore.
Sort it out.
But I would, I would pick the ice field. Not just because I got a fear of being shot, but I always prefer to be too cold than too hot. And if I was going to die, I'd rather die of just like freezing to death, I think. Because I assume you just sleep.
Yeah, you do.
That
sounds better.
Heat stroke or whatever it's whatever you do. That sounds not nice.
Yeah, that doesn't sound nice.
Dehydrated.
Up like a...
But I think either way you're pretty buggered.
Mm.
Pretty rogered.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Good. I think that brings our show to its timely end. Not like in a death way. I hope everyone enjoyed listening. I know they've missed us in our little 2-week hiatus.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry about that. I have been John T. Bell.
And I have been Lawrence Kennedy, and I still am.
And this has been Hypotheticals.
Hypotheticals.